Freight Efficiency with NACFI's Mike Rosenfrenz.
Joining me here on episode 10 is James Brown, editor, producer, and director at James Brown Media, where we talk about his involvement with NACFI and his work on Fresh Tracks, a web series on clean transportation. He also shares advice on the elements that are needed to make a compelling video and talks about why content is still king when it comes to making a video. Today we have joining me James Brown, director, producer, and editor. That's a lot there, James, at James Brown Media. Hello, James. Thanks for joining me today.
Great to be with you, Mike.
You know, we've known each other maybe 7 or 8 years. You know, I was going to try to count them up, but I don't know. You got a guess for how many NACFI videos we've created?
If I had to put a number, I'd probably say getting close to 100.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. Very cool. You got a unique little insight into trucking efficiency and zero emission trucks and NACFI as well. Do you remember how we met? I mean, how did we get connected?
Yeah, it was back in 2014. I had just started producing some video content for Carbon War Room. And so Mark Grundy connected us to talk about piecing together some video content for trucking efficiency. So the first time we actually met up was in Long Beach at ACT Expo. And we filmed some interviews for NACFI, some fleets, and some OEMs. So that was really the beginning. And that was 2014.
That's close to where you were living at the time in San Diego. How did you get into this work? I mean, how did you get into, you know, I guess I would characterize it as storytelling by video.
Yeah. When I graduated, I started to work in TV production in London. And my first job was actually at VH1. And between making plenty of cups of tea, that's where I started to learn about production and then worked in the industry in London for a while and then eventually found my way to La Jolla, California, which was a pretty good result, and was working for a company where a lot of the content we were producing was documentary style, interview-led productions. So that was where I really started to get interested in interviewing people and piecing together slightly longer format productions. And so eventually when I started to work under James Brown Media, I worked with a number of different clients in different industries, and actually Trucking Efficiency was one of the first clients that I was really making content for.
Yeah, you know, if I'd have known you were so good at making tea when Richard Branson and I were together in Rockefeller Center, you were there that day. He and I went off to get a coffee and a tea. I should have had you going along with me to help me make his tea.
You probably should have.
Right. So tell a little bit about that story. I mean, we were kicking off Trucking Efficiency, which now we've kind of sunsetted and, you know, just blended it all within NACFI. But we were kicking off a new website and an initiative. Richard and I were on TV. That was a fun day, wasn't it?
Yes, that was a great day. I can remember it started really early in the morning. But it was quite a thrill to see you guys on that show. And we were obviously doing some other activities in New York as well. But that was a great opportunity to start building a library of content that we would then use for future videos. But it was definitely an exciting time to get involved.
Right. And so, you know, that, kind of going from there, and it's just sort of in, I guess, order, going from there, we started kicking off a lot of confidence reports and technologies, and it just made sense for us to use a short video to introduce the NACFI audiences to the topic, whether it was tires or aerodynamics or powertrain. And that built into, you know, NACFI doing a couple of big run on less events. So, 2017 and 2019, we were pretty busy over a couple months where we said maybe we've done 100 videos together, probably 60 or 70 of those are run on less related. So, tell the audience how we created those videos, a little bit how you hired some teams to go with us to meet the fleets, and then actually during the event and at the finale, walk us through how you did all that and kind of how that was important to NACFI telling the story of Run On Less.
Yeah, the main challenge with piecing together the content for Run On Less was that obviously the fleets were located all over the country. So it quickly became clear that the best way to gather the footage was for me to hire crews who could then go to all the individual locations with a very specific brief, meaning that all the content was very consistent in terms of the interviews that we were conducting with the fleet managers and with the drivers and the kinds of footage that we wanted of all the trucks. and the technologies on those trucks. But I think what was great about Run on Less was that, as well as interviewing the fleet managers about some of the best practices and some of the technologies that our fleet was both testing and also incorporating, was to hear from the drivers. Because I don't think the drivers necessarily always have the platform that they deserve doing this incredibly difficult job. But it was brilliant to hear from drivers who spend so much of their time sharing information to help others improve their fuel economy as well, not just from the spec of their truck. So people like Joel Morrow, Clark Reed, Henry Albers, everybody's sharing information on a day-to-day basis with their audience. Like Joel putting a tennis ball under the gas pedal to stop him putting too much pressure on the pedal, or Henry moving the license plate at the back of his truck so that there's less resistance. You know, just little things that are really interesting to people who are doing the same job.
You know, in both of the runs, I remember working with the NACFI team and you know, thinking about the drivers and the trucks and saying, okay, what do we anticipate to be good stories? And so we created a, you know, a list of those. And then once the 3 weeks of the run really took off, we were able to create stories from the road. So even though Run on Less isn't completely a sort of a, it is a live event, but, you know, I remember calling you in the afternoon saying, hey, James, I want to tell this story about these drivers. And by the next day, you know, you and I had produced a video with some, you know, some of the comments that came from the drivers and the fleet managers during those other interviews, and did them really pretty much real time. So thanks for all your efforts there. Tell the audience a little about the finales then. I mean, this is where we brought all of the trucks and the drivers both years to Atlanta. And we spent a day, you know, talking with them, creating some interviews and some videos about what happened during the 3 weeks of the run. And, you know, a bunch of us went to bed, but the finale was the next day. And I think both times you pulled all-nighters, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I can remember for the 2017 event, Dave Schaller and I doing a dawn patrol to go and film the trucks as they made their way towards the exhibition center. And Dave was performing some pretty nifty maneuvers in the car as I was pretty much hanging out of the window, filming the trucks as they went by. It was pretty cool seeing these Class 8 tractor trailers blazing a trail through downtown Atlanta on their way to the exhibition center.
Yeah, it really was nice. So, So you kind of must have gotten this into your blood a little bit, because I noticed on your website that you've done some zero emission truck or vehicle work in a series called Fresh Tracks. Tell us about that.
The idea for Fresh Tracks was definitely inspired by some of the stories that we were covering with NACFI in terms of the technologies that fleets were incorporating. And I can remember speaking to Andrew Halliman at ACT Expo 1 year, and he was telling me about Exo's trucks and their collaboration with UPS to build a fully electric delivery truck. And I remember thinking, I'd really love to do a story about that. And so we pieced together an episode focusing on that story of collaboration between a startup and a big multinational. We were lucky enough to interview Scott Philippi at UPS and the guys at Exo's trucks. And then we put together a second episode, which was focusing on fully electric shuttle buses, specifically fully electric airport shuttles, featuring San Diego Airport Parking, Green Power Motor Company, San Diego Gas and Electric. And again, it was a story of the collaboration and the steps that we needed to break down some of the barriers to help fleets electrify.
A lot of people, you know, with all of the video online now and how, you know, we have these cell phones and we can all create videos very easily. Maybe they're not the best storytelling videos. And so, you know, from Fresh Tracks, which is probably what, a 20-minute episode or so, to these like 2-minute technology or 3-minute technology and report summaries, you know, maybe compare and contrast those, or just in some way, James, tell us about the creative process and what makes a great video. What's your advice there?
I think the idea is generally that you have a limited amount of time to capture the viewer's attention and for them to retain the information that you're trying to convey. So I've always felt that the best videos are the ones that get in, get out, and then have a strong call to action so that people can follow up. Because if you light a spark and you create that interest, then I think that's mission accomplished, because you want the viewer to want to learn more. So that I think is what we tried to do with the NACVI videos in terms of giving valuable information in a format that's easy to digest, and then inviting people to get in touch if they want to learn more, to engage more in this conversation. I think the other great thing about doing video content with NACVI is that we can put the people who have been doing all this hard work and research on camera and invite them to engage even more with the audience.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, there's been times where, you know, I have told some stories, sent you videos, and then we thought, wait a minute, what? You know, we need to get to the researcher that did the work and have them, you know, film themselves talking about what they learned. And so content coming from the right person makes a huge deal, I think, in all of these, whether they're short or long. What do you say to people when they think, well, I'm not in a studio. I know here at NACVI, we filmed some stuff for you that, you know, my wife held the camera while I've talked at a campground. What are the secrets there? And do we need to worry as much about quality or not?
It's an interesting point. Like you were saying just now, you know, if you were filmed in a campground on an iPhone, but the messaging is spot on and it fulfills the need for that video, that's just as valuable as if you were in an expensive studio with expensive cameras. You want to make the video as watchable as possible in terms of having the camera on a tripod, some lighting and decent audio so that it's easy to watch. I mean, if you've got really fuzzy audio or the camera's shaking all over the place, you'll lose people pretty quickly. You know, if the messaging is right, if the timing is right, it's not so much about significant production value anymore, but very much more about the relevance of the messaging. But in terms of interview content, I've always felt like the most important thing is to have people communicate their story in a very natural, relaxed way, as opposed to something that's overly scripted. So I'll often play a trick on people where I'll say, just before we start rolling, just give me a little synopsis of your story and let's talk about it a little bit. So they'll do that. And then at the end, I'll say, brilliant, that's it. Let's move on. Because they delivered it in a relaxed way without someone saying action, which is going to throw anyone off.
Yeah.
Unless you're a seasoned pro. So that's another secret, I think, is just having these stories come across in a natural way so that it's more of a story than a script.
Yeah, you played that trick on me. We work together quite a lot. And so you've got a insight into NACVI. Let's tell our audiences something they don't know about NACVI. I mean, I'll cover my ears, but what's your impression of what we're doing? Be as blunt or honest as you want to be.
Yeah. The thing I've always enjoyed about working with NACVI is the camaraderie of the team. You know, the core team is very focused on what they're doing, no matter where in the country they're based. Everybody's pushing forwards together. And I also feel that there's a lot of goodwill within the industry in terms of sharing information and helping everybody to improve, because fuel economy is something that does impact everybody. You know, if we can reduce emissions significantly, that's something that will benefit everybody. I think where NACVI really adds value is that it's third-party, unbiased information that anybody can use for their own benefit. You know, they can use that information to make decisions for their own fleet, for their own company. And I think Run On Less has been a brilliant way to amplify that message even more by actually real life demonstrations to see what can be achieved. Real scenarios, real trucks, real drivers, real routes, real freight. Let's see what can happen, good or bad. So from a personal standpoint, it's been a thrill to be involved.
Do you have a website, and how could people get in contact with you?
Yeah, I've got a website, which is jamesbrownmedia.com. And there's a page on there for fresh tracks with the two episodes that we've produced so far. And hopefully, in the not too distant future, we'll have some more episodes up on there.
For those that might be listening and saying, you know what, I'd like to start telling some of these stories with video, maybe rather than blogging, or in support of, or you know, complementary to blogging or the written word or even to podcasting. You know, what are just like the top three things that you know, you would advise someone who's starting this journey?
Engagement. I've probably said it a few times in this short conversation, but that is probably the key word. It's getting people engaged. Make sure you've got the basics covered in terms of the technical side of things, making sure your interviews are nicely framed and you've got some light if you need it and decent audio. But then it's all about giving people information that they can use and having a strong call to action so that they can get in touch with you afterwards. That's the power of video as a platform. It's the opportunity to invite people to get in touch, to engage further, and to carry the discussions forward, and to find collaborators, people with a shared interest. I think the value in NACFI doing so much video is that it builds the brand. People have the opportunity to look at the body of work that you've been doing over the last few years, to see the people who have been doing it, to hear from the experts, to hear from the people who have been putting together all this information by speaking to fleets, speaking to OEMs, speaking to nonprofits, speaking to everybody who's involved in the industry to try and get answers, to put together information that can benefit everyone.
Oh, that's very good. And that's, I think, a great way to close this out, James. I appreciate you joining me. Thanks for helping NACFI do all we do and communicating and collaborating with our audiences. Thanks for being here, James. It's good.
Thanks, Mike.
Freight Efficiency with NACFI's Mike Rothenfrenz.